And they are a colorful tradition in the holiday season, the poinsettia plants. Joining us live with some advice on caring for them is our WTOP garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Good morning, Mike. So poinsettias are beautiful. How do you handle them so that they can last through the holidays?
The weird thing about this plant is even though it's so closely associated with Christmas, it originates in Mexico, and it's really tropical and really frost sensitive. So it's keep it warm, keep it warm, keep it warm. Now, that doesn't mean putting it on top of a radiator or something, but it means when you pick it up in the store, make sure they put that wrap over top of it. Make sure it goes into a warm car, and then don't leave it in the car while you go shopping for 3 hours, especially over this freezing cold weekend, or you'll have a dead poinsettia.
Do they require a lot of water?
They do need a lot of water because there isn't a lot of water holding capacity down in that pretty poor potting soil they use. But those foil wrappers can be a real trap that can capture too much water and rot the roots. So the plant will be dead before New Year's. So take that foil off. Sit the plant in a sink with some water in the bottom for half an hour, and then you'll feel how much heavier it is. Then let it drain in the drain board. Then you can put that foil wrapper back on, and it'll protect surfaces and look nice again. But don't water it so that the water sits down in that wrapper, or you're going to waterlog the plant.
Now, what about the concerns that some people express about dangers to dogs and children when it involves poinsettias?
You know, this whole thing of poisonous plants needs to have air quotes around it. Poinsettias are unusual in that they are a form of a natural rubber plant. They contain a lot of natural latex. And back in the 1800s, they were used to manufacture natural rubber. So people with latex allergies will react fiercely if they touch the leaves of a poinsettia. And if animals eat them, they will develop stomach irritation. But it's not a poisonous plant like belladonna or one of the mushrooms or something like that.
Well, that is good to know. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the advice. WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.
Reason to be encouraged about the economy. Tucker will tell us why just ahead. It's 9:54.